BC's Civil Resolution Tribunal has awarded a man $4,600 against a heat pump installation company after federal rebates for the device promised by the contractor were denied. Gerald Lissick told tribunal member Peter Menny that he hired Thompson Industries Limited to install a heat pump in his home. He said Thompson promised the heat pump would be eligible for the Canada Greener Homes Grant, CGHG, however, it did not qualify. Lissick claimed $4,000 for the CGHG and $600 for an energy audit rebate which he did not receive. In the Feb. 8 decision, Thompson asserted the CGHG is administered through a third party and that it did not guarantee that the heat pump was eligible for this grant. The company said it installed the heat pump and fulfilled all its obligations under the party's contract. Mr. Lissick says that when he contacted Thompson, he was told that the heat pump would be eligible for multiple government rebates, including the CGHG, Menny said. Mr. Lissick says he hired Thompson on this basis. Lissick initially asked for a 2-ton heat pump. However, the parties later agreed to increase the price so that Thompson could install a 2.5-ton heat pump that would work on all the floors of Lissick's home. The ruling noted Thompson's initial quote for Lissick did not mention the CGHG or the type of heat pump that would be installed. Lissick said a Thompson employee told him the CGHG was not mentioned because certain heat pump models were still being added to the CGHG's eligibility list and Thompson needed to confirm the model. Then, once the heat pump was installed, the company told Lissick he had to apply for the CGHG himself. The CGHG requires a registered energy consultant to audit the heat pump before the rebate can be issued, Menny said. Mr. Lissick retained an energy consultant recommended by Thompson. Lissick tendered an email from that consultant into evidence confirming that the heat pump Thompson installed was not eligible for the $4,000 CGHG because it was not certified by Energy Star. At the same time, Lissick was also not eligible for a $600 energy audit rebate because he did not qualify for the CGHG. When Lissick raised that issue with Thompson, a Thompson employee confirmed that the 2.5-ton heat pump was not eligible for the CGHG. In a later email, Thompson offered to replace the existing heat pump with another CGHG-eligible heat pump for an additional $4,500 plus tax, Menny said. Implied warranty breach. The tribunal said the case falls under the Sale of Goods Act, SGA, which says there is an implied warranty in every sale of goods contract that the goods sold will be reasonably fit for a particular purpose. That includes, Menny said, that the purpose of the sale is made known to the seller and that the seller's business is to supply those goods. The tribunal found Lissick made it clear to Thompson he wanted to buy a heat pump eligible for the CGHG and relied on Thompson's judgment in choosing the model. I find that Thompson breached the implied warranty imposed by Section 18(a) of the SGA by selling Mr. Lissick a heat pump that was not eligible for the CGHG, Menny said. Mr. Lissick has proven that he did not receive the $4,000 CGHG or the $600 energy audit rebate as a consequence of Thompson's breach. So, I find that Mr. Lissick is entitled to $4,600 in damages.